Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back in the spacement with a newbie. A solo guest today, it's Adam Pally, everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody's smoking, pal.
Hey, I like
Adam
that.
Adam Pally.
That was nice.
Yes. Currently can be seen in not only on the Mindy Project, but also in a motion picture I enjoyed a great deal called Slow Learners.
Oh, thank you, Doug. That's
so
nice of you.
It's on VOD. I had all the ladies from that movie on... Doug Loves Movies a week or two ago. We had a very nice time.
They're great.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Fun group and a fun movie.
It's a fun movie, yeah. I have another movie coming out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? What's that?
It's called Night Owls.
Oh, yeah. I heard that title.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah, no, I swear.
What's that going to be? When's it come out? And
December
what is
4th.
It?
Similar deal, like on demand and in theaters if you're... probably not a Republican. It will be in a theater near where you are. That means like two theaters on the
it's
coast.
It's a very liberal movie is what
no,
you're
No, I just mean that usually like when you see a movie that like is on demand and also released in the theaters, it's usually at like one theater in New York and one in LA.
Yeah.
So that's what I think this
one
jam
of each.
Is. Yeah.
Who else is in Night Owls?
Rosa Salazar, who's really funny and great and from the Maze Runners and the
Scorch Trials.
The Scorch Trials and Rob Hubel.
Love Rob Hubel.
Tony Hale and Peter
That's
Krause.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Sold.
Yeah, you'll really
I'm
like
in.
It. Yeah,
I mean,
like, you ever see The Apartment?
It really got hilarious when you said Peter Krause.
you ever see The Apartment?
Yeah.
It's like a kind of a take on that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
Yeah, because The Apartment is a great movie, except for it's a bunch of dudes, fucking behind their wives' backs in the same apartment. Like, it's a really misogynist movie.
It is a super misogynist movie, but it's really well done.
It's great, yeah.
For
its time,
it was like way ahead.
Realistic.
Yeah.
It was like Mad Men,
yeah,
but in the actual time period.
Yes.
We got some strains on the table here in these baggies. We got a sativa that's called Sour Cookies and an indica called Purple Afghani.
Where are these from?
I don't know. A local dispensary, probably one pretty close by that's like within walking distance, I imagine. But I don't get involved. It just
really?
Shows up
just
magically
shows up?
When I get here.
Oh,
there's
that's
always,
awesome.
There's always weed ready to go.
What a great show idea.
Well, I've said it before. I've got shows about weed, food, and movies.
Yeah, you really.
So I get them all for free now. And
you're kind of
works
basic.
Out pretty good. I'm so basic. Yeah. We're going to start smoking right at 4:20.
Okay, cool.
The alarm will go off at 4:19. And we start, I should say 2:20 here on the Pacific Coast is when we will start, but it'll be 4:20.
Mountain time.
Central time.
Central time.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sing 4:20 somewhere.
Yeah, it's Houston is one of the places where it will be 4:20 in mere minutes.
Awesome.
And I just got back from Houston where I played at the Whatever Fest and had a delightful time. There's a lot of... very nice people in Houston.
What a great title for a festival.
Whatever Fest?
Yeah.
Well, I think they called it that because it's hard as in the right place, but organizationally it was they're still trying to get going.
There are so many sounds going off in this studio right now. I don't know exactly.
I bring people in here, I get them high, and I just make a bunch of noises.
I feel like I'm in the beginning of Pink Floyd's Money.
That's why I asked you. That's what that sound was. It was a pinball machine, but it also sounds like a cash register. But that's why I was asking you prior to when we started rolling if you've seen the show before.
Yeah, I have. I just didn't expect everything.
The noises are rather frequent and can be off-putting.
Yeah, I didn't expect this to be run by Fred Norris.
or Bald Brian, if you want to make an Adam Carolla reference.
I'm okay without it.
Okay.
No, I don't care. I love Adam Carolla. I don't know why I said that.
Let's start smoking.
Mm.
It's that time.
Awesome.
So you can pick any pipe you want, any lighter you want.
Sweet. What's in here?
And that's a poke bowl.
Oh, okay.
I'll talk a little bit more about that. It's, you know, for clearing your bowls.
Do you have, you don't have any like joints or blunts?
No, do you like, are you a person that likes to roll those things?
I don't like, I'm a dad now. So most of my weed smoking is like vapes in the bathroom.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I take like really long shits like 4 or 5 times a day. So when
what's
I get-
What's daddy doing? Yeah. What's that smell? Yeah. Oh, that's his super long dump.
Yeah.
That's what that smells like.
Yeah, my kids think my shit smells like sativa. But anytime I get the chance to smoke like real smoke, I like it. So. That's why I always ask. I was asking for a blunt.
Oh, because blunts and joints are especially difficult because they stay lit
and they're around. Really, yeah, like I can smoke a bowl and then like dump it out in the backyard, but like a joint is great. I don't know. I'm so. Ooh, it's like I'm in FAO Schwartz or something. I'll take this incredibly generic.
There's a piano over there for you to dance all.
Wait, is this a bubbler too?
Yeah, it is. It's got water in it.
So you gotta be careful with this bad boy.
Not really. You don't have to be careful with anything around here because I don't think we've broken any pipes during the show. But if it does happen, there's more where that came from. They send me these things all the time.
Before I came out, I was like so nervous I was gonna cough. And now I know it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. I cough all the time.
Yeah.
But if you, you know, if you cough, it just means it's working.
Yeah, no, I know. But like, I wanted to be cool about it.
I saw a tweet the other day. Some young lady that's heavily into weed tweeted, you know, if I'm coughing like, you know, loudly and crazily after taking a hit, don't ask me if I'm okay. I'm great.
Yeah, I like that. You know? I always prescribe to the, you know, can't get off unless you cough theory or whatever, but
yeah, but if you like don't cough, you probably also can get off.
Yeah, like there's something so civil about taking a hit and not coughing and being like, okay, I'm high.
Yeah,
I didn't need to like spray out my fucking.
It feels like an achievement when you take a big hit and don't cough.
I love it. That's what I'm aiming for.
This is probably the most fun pipe we have on the set right now.
Oh yeah, let's do that
we'll
one.
We call it the Gandalf. You want to stick
why?
Do you have things to do today? Or you want to stick with sativa?
I don't know.
Do you got to go home and read to the kids?
Yeah, but that's okay. When I hear parents who are like, I don't smoke weed, or like, we'll have like, you know, other parents over for like barbecue or whatever, and I'll be like, to the parents, be like, you want to smoke weed? And sometimes the reaction is like, can't believe it.
You want to call child services.
Yeah, later. And it like boggles my mind because I'm always like, what are you gonna do when you leave here? Because I'm gonna have to set up like a fucking 15,000 piece puzzle, and that means I gotta get high. Like, you know, like after you leave, I'm gonna be searching
someday,
for AAA.
Kids, I need to tell you something.
Yeah, like my life.
The
is
The only
gonna
reason
consist.
I was so patient with you is because I was high all the time.
I'm really good at that stuff too. Like. The other day, my son woke me up at like 6 in the morning because he was really good on, we had to take a long plane ride. He was really good. And so the only way that happens is if you bribe him. And so I said, I'll buy you this. He found this like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle big like house thing. Like if you were a kid, you'd be psyched.
That's awesome, yeah.
So I got it for him. And I was like so tired. I was like, I'll put it together tomorrow. And he was like, okay. He was up at like 5 o'clock in my room. He's like, put that shit together. So I was like, all right.
Language of the kid.
Yeah. Well, he's mouthy. So I got up, made myself a cup of coffee, went into the bathroom with my dad weed, smoked a bunch of it, came out for an hour. I was like I was like Jason Bourne on the thing. I was like, looking at the directions. He was like, do you want to use them? I was like, fuck them, got it, boom. Whole thing, perfect. Nailed it, he was so psyched. He was so psyched. He was like, you're the best dad. He's the best dad ever. My wife came downstairs and was like, You put that together? I was like, yeah, put that together. I'm an all-star dad. If he only knew how fucking blazed I was. I couldn't even talk to him when he was like, get me breakfast. I was like, shut up. I'm making this thing now. And it was done. Could I hit
Gandalf?
So why do you call this Gandalf?
Because it's, you know, looks like something that Gollum would use.
No, I got it.
This is fun. Have you seen The Heavy Monkey? Mm.
And what's that bong?
That's got my head floating.
I got it.
Cryogenically.
Yeah, I got it. I saw it.
Yeah. When I'm dead, that's what they're going to do is put my head in an ice cold bong. Just leave it there until science works shit out so I could come back.
You know
I hope they sew my head onto a hot lady's body so that I could just feel my own tits all day.
You know what the sad truth is about what's going to happen? Mm-mm. They'll put that head right on the table for some other fucking stoner's web series. And people will be like, this is Doug's head, man. Fucking. Anyway, you want to roll? You smoke anything you want.
We got Doug's head. We got Herman's head.
Herman's head.
Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I always hand people this monkey hoping that they'll call it a certain word. And it takes a while sometimes. But it's a lot of be careful with it, because when you twist one of his arms, when you Ronda Rousey one of his arms, it makes a flame come out of his head, which is what should happen at UFC.
Yeah.
When they get put into an arm bar, a flame should shoot out of their head to signify that
this is
the fight needs to be stopped. There you go.
That is awesome.
Isn't that great?
This is great.
I had to get high to put that together.
Did you really? How come?
It doesn't take any assembly.
Oh.
It just arrives.
I was actually
like
going to get into a conversation about why is it so much better to put things together when you're high?
I got to try. Maybe my next furniture purchase will be from IKEA, because I've never gotten any of that shit, because I just hear nightmare stories about.
I love it.
Putting it together.
It's great.
Yeah?
I'll buy a big Swedish chair. Light up a bowl. Yourself. Put it together. That's like an afternoon.
When you're sitting in it, aren't you worried that you missed a screw or something?
I'll deal with that later.
It's not like what'd you think of this thing, though, if you had to describe it? Like, what word would you use?
I mean, a
you
trinket.
Hold it again?
I called it a trinket.
Yeah, but I mean, what to describe it, like, how you feel about it? How does it make you feel? That's the wrong question to ask.
I really, like, it really makes me feel nothing. I really...
It
makes me feel the way, like, a hat does at a bus stop. It's like...
But is it light to you?
Do you want to know
for
the weight
lighter, for is
the
it lighter? Light?
Is it a light lighter? No, it's actually kind of heavy because it's ceramic. Boom.
Hang on, there's a noise coming. Uh-oh. We might be losing it on this thing. All right. You moved on to the next step. Here, hold that. Tell me what you think of that.
I think it's cool. I mean, I've never seen, like, a stuffed llama is not really your, like, the first stuffed animal you see. Do you want me to give an adjective again? Soft?
Sure.
Soft.
Yeah. Or?
Fluffy?
Oh, fluffy. And fuzzy's another one we'll accept. I like that sound. I like it so much better. I wish we should just get cans that are almost done. Oh, that was not almost done. It's the most stressful show for stoners to watch. I don't know why.
It is so stressful. Can you imagine if you were in your dorm and
you
heard
fucking Pee-wee's Playhouse with
it's
all the
basically
bells
like,
and whistles.
We're basically getting high in a car and listening to rap music where the sirens play in the background.
All right, I got a new item. Some woman in, where was it even? Was it in Houston? I was just in Houston, so probably. Got this in Houston. Tell me what you think of this. Turtle.
Oh, I have one like this.
You have that exact same one?
Yeah. My kids have it. I mean, it's not as dirty and decrepit
this
as yours.
This lady gave me this. A young woman gave me that. It's like, you got to put it on the show with the fuzzy llama and the heavy monkey. And
it's squishy.
You got it right out of the gate, buddy. That's the end of that. That's
cool. No, great.
We don't go to the air horn anymore.
It's okay if you do. I'm prepped for it now.
But it's a monkey. It's a turtle from... Finding Nemo. Hey, what's going on? You looking for a fish?
I think it was Australian.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. And there was two of them, right?
No, those were the sharks.
Oh, shit. I can't remember these goddamn
We have a
animes.
The only reason I remember that's on my son's iPad, and so any drive we take, I hear Albert Brooks screaming. The first 15 minutes of a drive is just Albert Brooks being like, "No!"
Yeah, it's horrible. He is manic.
In that movie. About
his child being gone.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Have you seen this movie, Meadowland?
No.
Not fun to watch when you're high.
Really?
Yeah, especially if you have kids.
What? Oh, I can't now.
I don't have kids, and stuff where kids are in jeopardy is the most tense for me.
Dude, the Jake Gyllenhaal one with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah.
Poof, couldn't get through it.
What about Room? Have you seen Room?
No, can't even.
Holy fuck.
I can't even, stuff like that, like, I used to be fine with killing a kid, and I'm like, the thought of mine dying
is like just watch Pet Sematary on a loop.
YouTube videos, ISIS videos, I can find them. But they're not, ISIS doesn't kill enough kids.
Do you know they burn they throw a child into a fire, they burn a child alive in the PG-13 rated fifth part of the Twilight series? He's a monster, because he's gonna be a vampire. But it's they're justifying it by like, well, he's not human,
But that's an age-old question and a mark of most monster movies. Like, even now to this day, they do it. What movie was I just watching where they did something like that? Oh, I Am Legend. They will always do that. They will always have the kid be bit. And so the fantasy for the adult, I think, really, is like, how far would it take you to kill your own kid? I really do. No, that's, why else would we all watch that, right? It's like, how far would you go to kill a kid? Would you kill a kid if it was a zombie? Yeah. Would you kill a kid if it was almost a zombie? I don't know. I think about it.
Yeah, well, I'm a big Walking Dead fan.
And that's a huge thing.
And that show...
I don't like
did
the
this
Walking
crazy
Dead.
Thing where it was hyper-violent from the beginning, but they were always killing things that are already dead. They're killing walkers. But then season 2, season 3, season 4, the humans start fighting each other. And so now there's just rampant, violent, bloody murder happening
That's
in the number
show.
One show on television.
Yeah.
And they snuck it through by at first they're just killing monsters. Because every PG-13 movie now, there's tons of violence, but it's all monsters
like the
that
Avengers
don't bleed.
Or robots or aliens.
Lord of the Rings kind of shit. Yeah. It's all intense fighting, like hundreds
like
of casualties in each war.
Yeah.
But it's all just robots and monsters.
I feel like they're like black blood. Make the blood black. Have it drip out of the mouth, but it's got to be black.
Yeah, rarely even that, though. They usually just go down and robots in Ultron, they just kind of explode even when they're hit by a little bow and arrow.
I don't like The Walking Dead, but I love The Talking Dead.
Really? You skip over walking
just
and just want to hear him
bit.
Talk about it?
Yeah.
See the highlight. I like the highlight reel of all the zombie kills. That's pretty cool.
I actually like, I think the whole way they do it is cool.
That's the toughest thing about being on Talking Dead is being high and
and
not using the word zombie.
Really?
Because they want you to only say walker because,
it's branding. They're
jam.
Branding. They're branding.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's not a zombie apocalypse. It's a walker apocalypse.
Yeah.
They don't say that either. Let's do some high history on you really quick before we go to commercial.
Sure.
In fact, I'll ask you a question, and then everyone will sit and stew on it while we go to a commercial break.
Great.
We'll come back and see if we remember to answer the question.
Okay.
See what happens. You want to try this again?
Yes.
While you're listening to the question?
Yes, please.
Make you look really smart.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had a college professor that was like, let me think about that, and like took out from their desk this, like,
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to have you ever been high on the job. I don't even have to ask that one because you did a job with your kid's fort and it worked out okay.
Yeah, that wasn't a job though, but yeah.
You had to work on that. That was probably harder work than you've done on anything else.
Whoa.
Fancy actor boy.
Whoa, Doug. I guess someone doesn't know how to handle drama. It's very hard.
I love the piece that they did with you and Seth Rogen and
That was
for John
so
Oliver this week.
So funny. Yeah. That was so easy.
Yeah. All about DraftKings and FanDuel and how their ads should be more honest.
All my friends were really pissed about that. It was the first time that
I might not have DraftKings has been a sponsor on a couple of my shows.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like kind of, now it's starting to get to a breaking point where I'm kind of like, well, what is it that's going on over there?
Dude,
like, should I really be?
I love it. I do it with
my friends.
Doing
ads for them?
I do it with my friends every day. Every day, me and like at least 30 of my friends, that some not even acquaintances probably, are on an email chain with a league that goes out, we gamble. Like, that's gambling on FanDuel.
But you're just doing it with each other.
Yeah, but it's still, You're all putting money in a pot for that day.
Millions of dollars, still a stake?
No, I mean, it's low stakes, but it's still like fun.
How much can you win? Like, what's a good payoff?
If you win one of those leagues, like 175 sometimes.
175 bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then I'll also put in like $2 for like the big league, which is like 300,000. I've probably like lost a lot of money on FanDuel, so that's why I'm torn on it. Like, I think it is gambling.
I think so too, but just like gambling, like the best players on FanDuel and DraftKings are the former poker players.
Yeah.
They were professional poker players, and then they just figured out the algorithms like and analytics and other words like that. They just figured it out, and so they're the top 1.3% of the winners, and they win 90% of the money or something like that.
Yeah.
Your statistics may vary. We will be right back with a question. I'll finally ask a damn question of Adam Pally after this break.
I'm Dan Levy, and I'm the host of Baby Talk. What is Baby Talk? I'll tell you. It's a show where I take my comedian friends and bring them together with little children, and a bunch of weird shit happens.
And I'm DJ Jensen Karp. You see, for the past 3 years, we've been doing a live show over at the Meltdown Theater in Los Angeles.
And we thought, how can we make less money? Let's put it on the internet.
So we've taken our strangest kids from the live show and paired them with our favorite broken comedians, and we filmed 9 episodes for you to watch online.
It's an original show that seems very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things, because it is very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things.
And you're gonna love the show, even if you hate kids. Especially if you hate kids.
Have fun watching. It's very funny.
I ghostwrite for Meek Mill.
I'm gonna get attached to saying this, but I like The Weeknd better than Drake.
You like The Weeknd better than Drake?
J. Cole, you don't...
A classic comparison.
You don't know who J. Cole is.
No, I love J. Cole.
Wow.
That's The Weeknd.
J. Cole is not The Weeknd.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No. Wait, hold on.
No,
you have like no chill right now. Hold on.
No, you have no chill.
No, you have no chill.
Weed in a bathroom today? And I have no chill?
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
All right.
That one's pretty fun.
We're back with Adam Pally.
Sorry.
On Greek Dogs Wank Hogs. From I Got Your Package on Twitter. Sorry I don't read more of those. We get lots of good ones sent in all the time. I just handed Adam the list of questions that we ask in the high history portion of the show. Did you decide which one you'd answer?
Yeah, the last one.
Okay, what was the last one? Where's the riskiest, most unusual, riskiest place you ever smoked?
Yeah. I've gotten high, I mean, this probably doesn't seem that risky, but I've gotten high on an airplane.
Like a private?
Like, no. Like a
commercial
public
aircraft?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How? I mean, I've been high on them because I just take an edible or something.
Yeah. The vape pens are so, especially those like cartridge ones.
Sure.
Are so discreet and so, they don't smell at all. So I would like just walk on the plane and then go to the bathroom and get high.
So the smoke detectors don't catch it.
Mm-mm.
And then there's no smell when you walk out. Because
no.
if there was even a little bit,
no smell.
You wouldn't do it again though, right?
I do it every flight.
Oh shit.
I don't know
how many flight attendants watch this, but
honestly,
I hope you're not on a flight.
I'm sure it's over now and there'll be an article soon, but I can't remember the last time I flew and I did not get high. And it's so much better.
Yeah,
it's so much better.
I appreciate the experience a lot more when I'm high.
Oh my God,
it's easy to just be relaxed.
Yeah, because you're just like, whatever, I'm sitting here.
But also ready for if something happens.
For danger.
You know?
Like, you're ready to go
ready
down.
Ready for danger.
I often think of that scene from Wolf of Wall Street when they're like going up in the boat. You know that scene? Remember that scene? And he's like, I'm not going to die sober.
Yeah.
Often do I think of that when I board a plane.
Yeah, I want to be having the most fun I possibly can up until the moment when it's going to be utter awfulness.
Yeah.
Our friend Gabe, the magician, isn't here today, so you don't get a magic trick at the end. Did you ever watch long enough to see
No.
the magic trick portion? Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. You're super soup's busy.
But no.
At least you watch enough of it to know what you'd be in for.
I agreed to podcasts. I first of all, I wanted to do it a long time, and then I felt really bad because your fan base is fucking rad, and they really like over the last couple weeks have been like getting at me to get on the show. And I was like, I was sympathizing. Like, I really want to do the show, but I've been in Toronto and in Atlanta. I'm not here.
Your movies are shooting elsewhere.
Yeah, but now I'm here, and literally this is the first thing I did when I got back. Let's come to your show.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, can I borrow $30?
You got it.
Thanks, man.
Don't tell them what we normally pay. We just got a deal.
Pay,
yeah. We're gonna slap some money on you.
Smoking.
No, you're gonna get a lot of free weed.
Are you?
You are.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Because I don't think people see you in movies and TV shows. Like I used to, that's when I first saw you, was on Happy Endings. Uh-huh. I loved that show, and you were great on it.
Yeah, it was an awesome show.
And it had like, you know, it's just really fast-paced comedy.
Jokes,
so
yeah.
Most of your stuff has been pretty fast-paced. I mean, Slow Learners, you're a little stuttery, but you're never the stoner guy.
No, I don't play stoners really a lot. Which is, I just spilled my coffee.
Oh no, coffee everywhere.
I don't play stoners a lot for some reason. I don't know why. I got to play one in a movie coming out in a month called Dirty Grandpa.
Oh, that sounds.
And that was fucking.
I'm
fun.
Already in.
That was really fun. I got to play a stoner with Robert De Niro.
That's very cool. That's probably like the second time he's been a pot smoker in motion pictures. Do you know the first?
Well, I mean, he smoked pot in Goodfellas, did he not?
I don't think so.
Come on, after they...
I don't remember pot being a part of it.
Yeah, pot's
like
always the
Coke.
Pot. Yeah, but pot's always around in gangster movies.
Well, the one where he's most certainly does, because he takes a big old bong rip, is Jackie Brown.
Right.
He really goes after it in that.
Yeah.
With Bridget Fonda, who is never seen again. I think Tarantino really shot her in that parking lot.
Saved her feet.
That dude loves feet.
Loves feet.
Oh,
loves
my God.
Feet so much.
So
I was
feet.
Reading a travel magazine, like a plane, like a, you know, like on the plane.
Yeah.
And there was an article about Telluride, and they were referencing how he shot his movie there recently. And in the article, they were like, he even sampled some of the local girls. And infamously, their feet. I was like, whoa, this has bled to, like, American Airlines paper,
weird.
Newspapers.
Yeah, that's where
that
it's just a known thing.
It's like Quentin Tarantino's weird about
so
feet.
He's so into feet.
Yeah, he's going to jizz on your feet.
That scene in Kill Bill where, what's her name, is trying to, Uma Thurman's trying to get her toe to wiggle. It's just like endless shots of her just concentrating and then looking at her own foot.
And then it's his, and then it's like his POVs are just a close-up of her foot.
Oh, God. So Gabe, our magician, he's in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And he tweeted that he's trying to find a bar up there that will play the show. Nicely done.
It's not great, but it's
gold. Good.
It's gold.
You wouldn't beat Greg Proops in a race, but...
No, that thing was fucking rad, man.
Right, you saw that?
He did it in like 2 seconds with like one hand. But that's some old school weed. That's some like... My aunt can do that shit. You know, like that's some like... I mean, I love Greg, but like that is some old person stoner shit, what he pulled.
Yeah, he doesn't have this newfangled fucking...
I tweeted this.
Shiny gold wraps.
Yeah, no.
When you say they're shiny, I promise I won't blow the air horn. But that's a Poke Bowl, and I got a whole special thing to say about it. Our friends at Poke Bowl have a special offer. You can buy Poke Bowl, like this one right here, and get 10% off if you use the promo code Doug at PokeBowl.com. That's DougPokeBowl.com, 10% discount. Put a Pokeball in your favorite stoner stocking. Yeah, I used to be in marketing, so I'm pretty good at that sort of thing.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. So let's talk about the state of pot, which I guess if we're going to do it all the time, we should have a theme song for that. It should be, you know, what's that... what was that Rolling Stones song? Wasn't it Mick Jagger and and Michael Jackson, State of Shock. We steal that song, which changes to State of Pop. Get on it, team.
I'm so glad that running this show is not my responsibility at this moment.
Really?
Yeah, you got
to
keep
this. That was a tough task? That's like the only thing they have to do for the next week.
It would throw me into a tailspin. That would be absolutely crippled.
Per capita, we always talk about, as back to Washington, D.C., is wanted again, those little stony bastards. 17th win overall, and it ended Oregon's 3-win streak. And then the other four states where the most people are watching us.
Ohio?
No, Oregon, Colorado, Washington, and California, like the most legal states, which is going to change and grow, and then the competition will get even tougher.
But what happened in Ohio this week?
Ohio, they had that vote where it ended up getting shot down people didn't want monopolies to be in charge of the product. And
I understand good. That, sure. Yeah, but there's got to be some alternative to getting weed to the people.
Yeah,
well, than just like saying no because
it's just everybody's going to follow Colorado's model in every statistic, some of which I'll get to when we get to the next part of the show.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all good. The numbers are all great coming out of Colorado. Like it's all positive things are happening.
However, here's my question about Colorado.
Bring it.
I've read that there's trouble in Colorado in the aspect of the actual cash that is being brought in because it's so something about the idea that it's so localized that they are having problems getting banks to accept that much cash. And so there's a real lack of investment because the dispensaries are holding the cash where it is like, I don't know, it could be like Escobar in the ground or something, but banks are not taking the cash.
Why? And they couldn't just make all transactions with credit cards?
You can, but it's still a cash business. A lot of like weed itself and the dispensary business itself, a lot of them are just cash because that's the best way to make profit. You don't have to pay like, you know, when you go to a dispensary, still they're like, no, we don't take American
Express. I'm just saying adjustments will need to be made one way or another.
But that's
the biggest problem, then things are pretty good,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
I was just bringing up the negative.
No, I appreciate that. Every week they give me cards with, a negative story, and I like toss them aside because on the show I just want to say all the good things that are happening.
Yeah.
Unless there's somebody they need to vote against or
right,
somebody
no,
people
agree.
Need to hate or
and
something.
And then you have like one Jew on who gets high and is like, it's all crumbling.
But we've got the top 10 international countries this time, and coming in second to the U.S. for viewers of the show is Canada. Thank you, Canada. And then the U.K., Australia. Makes sense, like the biggest English-speaking places that seem pretty chill mm-hmm. with regards to weed. Then we got Sweden, Germany, Norway, New Zealand, Ireland. Come on, New Zealand. You guys can step it up a little bit. Get up there past Australia.
I'm sorry. Are you reading your ratings right now?
Kind of. Just sort of shouting out to giant places that they have a lot of people watching. And here's a pot quiz hop shot. I'm going to ask you to name the country that's boom, the most... That's the theme song that they play whenever I say pot quiz hop shot.
Mm-hmm. Got that.
Top per capita country. It's not necessarily on the list that I just gave you. of watching this program.
Top ratings. Where do you get your highest ratings?
Per capita. The
what
most
country?
People watch, other than the United States, obviously.
Canada?
No, because, Canada's... gigantic, and I'm sure there's huge swaths of Canada that don't watch.
Have people in it, yeah.
They don't watch.
Elks aren't clicking
elks
on this.
Elks are so not into the show. But raccoons don't mind it because, they think there might be a lot of little crumbles laying around.
Yeah, the squirrel internet.
Crumbles. They love to scoop up those crumbles. Iceland. Iceland. Because yeah. There's probably just not that many people.
Well, what else do you do all
day? They warm up around the show.
All you do in Iceland is like shop for turtlenecks and watch vampire movies.
Finland, Estonia, Slovenia, Israel, Portugal, Norway, Sweden, New Zealand.
Croatia. You're just like shouting out
Croatians. Croatians, buddy. They're watching us. Let's do some pot topics. It's about time. Let's go. Let's get some energy going for some more numbers. More statistics. A new Washington Post poll says that 57% of Washington, D.C. residents say they smell weed at least once a month.
I bet that's right. Like, I bet you in normal life.
I'd say probably once a day, they would have got a similar number. Like, yeah. It's everywhere there. It's just in the air.
I think it's in America.
It's very pleasant.
I smell weed everywhere I am all the time. You'll be like walking on the street at least once a day, no matter where you are in the country. And you're just like, yeah, someone's smoking weed.
You know where nobody smoked?
Where?
Vapor or otherwise?
Where?
I thought they'd be nuts with the vapor there. I went to the Texans game in Houston on Sunday.
No.
And like the tailgating is all about drunkenness and food.
Well, Texas
and they do not, nobody, I thought there'd be like little groups of kids that like football, but that are also
even in Austin,
smoking weed in the parking lot.
When I was in Austin, I found the relationship to weed to be odd because it's like Texas is so hardcore. I mean, Texas is where all those people get pulled over on the,
Austin's pretty okay right now these days.
Yeah, but it's still Texas. You're still
you still have that feeling like that you're in Texas, obviously.
Yeah,
you look over and see the state capitol building, but.
Oh yeah, for me, like as a Jew, Texas is like scary.
But Austin's pretty cool. And you know what? Houston was just great.
I heard Houston's awesome.
Because it was a music festival, so the cops just stood around and laughed at us.
There's a lot of places.
They laughed because they're like, there's so little paperwork we're going to have to do tonight.
Yeah.
And some drunk lady punched a girl that was working in a food truck. Some drunk lady out from outside grabbed the woman by her throat.
I get that.
And pulled her forward and then started punching her in the face.
I get that.
And cops just had nothing better to do than just arrest her immediately. Like, she was just in cuffs after that happened.
If I was the cops, I would have joined in on the food truck. When food trucks are idle, they're infuriating. You ever walk up to a food truck when it's just like standing there before they're ready? They're like, 4 o'clock, buddy. Doesn't start till 4. And you're like, fuck you! Like, it's 3:58. Roll me a fucking homemade calzone.
I think you'd have that problem if they were supposed to open at 4:30 and it was 4:28. Then you'd be like, it's too high to deal with it. But that's part of the fun of being high, is that people think it makes you super chill, but you could still get mad about shit.
I get mad all the time.
You could still get frustrated with the lady next to you in the plane who just elbows you every time you're about to fall asleep.
Oh, you got an elbower?
And she was tiny. There's no reason for her to get into my airspace at all. She would just do things like, I need my phone.
Yeah.
I need to scratch my foot.
The airlines have to do something about the lack of arm space. Like, I don't know who they built those chairs for.
I was next to a middle guy who was just like, these are my armrests. And me and the other person were just like, okay.
Yeah, the middle, and you know what? That's his right.
I'm not going to put my arm on top of his arm.
That's his right as the middle guy. And until we have like triple the amount of room.
Why does he get rights? He's already, he already
he's got the worst seat.
Booked so late that he got a shitty seat. So what rights does he get for being slow and not doing the right thing?
Because timing is not a rights issue.
That's true.
He's got to get to where he's got to go.
You're
and
right.
You know what? What else is he supposed to do? I mean, sitting like this sucks.
I know, but I've had some guys that you could tell they just are very self-conscious about, and I'd be one of them if I was dumb enough to book a middle seat. And they sit like this the whole time, which is just like, thank you, brother. You know, that's very, very nice gift.
Yeah, those guys make
that you're doing that.
Those are air marshals. you're sitting next to a
They gotta be ready to draw. They can't be all slumped in between a couple of fat guys.
You never see an air marshal that's like, huh? Air marshals aren't borrowing neck pillows.
Okay, so what percentage of the time would you let a stranger fall asleep on your shoulder and not get them to get off your shoulder?
60%.
And that's probably all women who are
kind
of cute.
I was just thinking probably women. And then also like sick. If someone was like sick, I wouldn't do anything. And
Get that as close to you and as much on you
bad.
As possible.
No, I just feel bad. I'm not a germ.
Ebola, get over here. I'm going to give you a hug.
I don't care. I'm not a germ person.
Me neither.
I just don't give. I'm like, whatever. We're going to die.
The old shake and lick.
Yeah.
So everybody's smelling weed in
the world.
In DC. and everywhere. But yeah, some cities more than others. I mean, I like cities with big buildings because you walk around a corner and it's just flowing, you know, it's just going down the street. You can almost track it like you're Daryl in Walking Dead looking for a truck.
Oh yeah, I'm John Locke. As soon as, like, I'd turn a corner in Portland, I'm John Locke.
My favorite thing to do when I'm staying, not my favorite thing, that's a dumb way to phrase it, but what I do when I'm staying in a hotel room is just from the elevator to my room, I just get very conscious of, I just start sniffing to see how much the weed smell from my room, how deep it's going, how bad it is.
You know, I have a question for you about that, actually.
Okay, bring it.
You know, I don't give a fuck in hotel rooms because I'm like, it's my space, but I've heard that is not your space and that, in fact, like, there are... It's just like luck or naivete that a cop hasn't come up to my room.
You've done great, yeah.
But it does happen.
Yeah, it's mostly either the security at the hotel or even worse, people that are just work there in some other capacity giving you a hard time about it.
Really? So it's like, it's not, but that scares me too, because that's like, it is a problem, it's not a problem.
The idea is to not let the smell get into the hallway, so that's why I check all the way down the hallway, and then when I get to the door, I open the door and I smell right away to see if the smell just comes flying out, and then how far into the room you have to go.
Wow.
Yeah, I really like
so
to.
Like, well, how do you
I really like
it?
To figure it out.
How do you combat it?
Well, the best one is the towel on the crack of the door, because that's the most likely place for the smell to go out. Ugh,
I hate doing that. I hate that on principle.
It's a little extra chore. That's I just not, hated
doing
not much
it.
Fun.
I hated doing it in college. I hate doing it in a hotel. Like, it's a fucking Radisson. It's
but I'm sort of like a what do you call it? You know, like I'm a caretaker or some, you know, some expression like that. That I. Empath, if you will.
You like, mean like
when I'm in someone else's hotel room, I'm the one that puts the towel down every time. Even if it's somebody that doesn't want to do that, even if somebody's like, "Don't bother," I'm like, "I'm gonna do it."
That's nice of you.
So just because I'm in here too.
You really care about these corporations.
Yeah.
You don't have to always smell.
Well, yeah, and it's just because that's how they catch you. It's not because it does anything. Like, believe me, I've stuck up so many hotel rooms that to this day don't smell like me. They smell like, you know, everybody's semen. Have you seen this? It's a spray called Jumbo.
No.
And we tried it last week, and I think I took too many hits, but let's see what happens if I just do a few today. Ugh.
Oh, I'm gonna skip it because it looks.
I don't like that one as much as the
fucking horrible.
The one that Joe Pettis took as was mintier.
It basically like looked like you sprayed wheatgrass into your mouth. Your teeth are green.
So I'm going to have to do, I'm up for federal jury duty in a couple weeks. And
did they drug test you for that?
Nah, I don't know what they do. I mean, I'm really curious about what's going to happen when I just show up looking like this and I'm just like, hey, let's do this thing. I'm high. So, yeah, I mean, can I get in trouble for showing up high?
I don't think so. I got out of jury
duty.
I mean,
Donald Trump recently did it. I mean, he was probably shit-faced.
Really? You think Trump?
No.
I
had that dumb hat on, though.
I got out of jury duty once by claiming that because I was in a union, it was like someone was suing a building.
You knew what the case was going
to
be.
Well, I was on jury. Like, yeah, I had waited all day, and then they selected, and I was like, oh, fuck, they selected me.
I just want to be dismissed the second I get there.
Yeah.
I want to show up and go, hey, you guys, it's me.
I don't know if
and
they...
And hope somebody there goes, yeah, that guy's, you know, on
TV smoking
weed.
Do they do that anymore?
Do what?
Do they, like, dismiss... I feel like they need every help they can get.
Well, they also... The last three times I've gotten state jury duty, it's every time I've just called in every night and they just say no, 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 and then I'm done. Like, you don't even have to go in. You know, it just depends on, you know, how big the pool is and how many people they're bringing in.
I haven't gotten it since I lived in New York, so I'm hoping that the government thinks I'm dead.
But this story delights me because, I'm just gonna do one more pot topic and we'll go to another break. There it is. In Colorado, in trials involving people driving with THC in their blood, the juries have been returning a verdict of not guilty, even when they believe the defendant is guilty, because they're just fighting what they think is a law that shouldn't exist.
Hmm.
They're just choosing to...
First of all, those jury duty members are going way above and beyond.
Right?
Like they're...
And that it's happening with any frequency is amazing to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's really like people just standing up and going, because it's probably explained to them quite, you know, explicitly that that's sort of the end result is if you vote not guilty, even if you think he's guilty, you're going to be voting not, you know, you're going to say not guilty.
Yeah.
You know, which is very interesting. And keep up the good work, Colorado.
Yeah, really. Colorado fighting the good fight to let us drive high.
I'm going to do one more. In New York City, marijuana-related arrests dropped 40% this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And there's an increase since it's a ticket now. There's an increase in
tickets
in violations.
Oh, my in-laws and my dad live within 10 blocks of each other on the Upper West Side. So when I go back to New York, I'm staying at one or the other. And because they live so, you know, 10 blocks in New York is like they shop at the same Zabar's, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so nervous that I'm gonna get busted getting high on my stoop by either my dad or my in-law. Is terrifying. There's no escape. You know what I mean? Or like someone that knows my dad, and then I'm gonna have to like eat it or throw it. It's like, it's so.
There's not any kind of alley or something nearby that's a little City's more like unsavory and New York City, less traveled?
No, it's like I have to smoke but like right near Lincoln Center.
I got some cops in New York were like really seeming like they might arrest me one time for smoking outside the West Village, and they were in a go-kart thing. You know, they were in one of those small cart cars.
With the one wheel up front?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, not to disparage the officers that use those, but they got called away to something important, like while they were telling me, you know, giving me a hard time.
Wow.
I was either going to get a really long lecture or taken into jail. I wasn't sure which way it was going to go.
But now that that's not happening anymore in New York City, that's great.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I would almost be honored to pay for a ticket for that. I'd rather be paid for that than for
jaywalking.
Misreading the street sign or jaywalking.
I got a jaywalking here like a week ago.
How much was it?
Like $90. Yeah, and the officer was real pissed because I did it right in front of him. But the truth is, it was a mistake. Like, it was high. I was just like being dumb, and I thought, and this is so boring, but like, you know, like that the left arrow was turned for the cars, but all the other things were red, and I didn't realize that that was at the end. I was just like, you know, started to walk, and then I realized I started to turn around. And as I started to turn around to go back to my own fucking curb, guy zoomed in on his motorcycle and was like, "You saw me, didn't you?" And I was like, "No, I didn't." No. And he was like, "You saw me." And I was like, "No, I didn't." He was like, "Take off your sunglasses." And I was like, "Oh shit." And I like took down my sunglasses. He was like,
"Did you see me? I saw the sign?" I realized
that. No, I was like, "Oh man, that's why I started walking back, was because the thing goes, you started walking back because you saw me." And I was like, "Narb." And then it was over, and I had a $90 ticket. It sucked.
Well, with that, I've got to say this. We will be right narb.
Get it done. We
Well, that was a fast one. That show really flew by. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I don't know if Gabe managed to find somewhere to watch the show from, but he's in San Francisco for the holidays. Do you go away somewhere for Thanksgiving?
No, we stay here.
Probably the best move right now. Lots more people are traveling this year than since maybe 2007, something like that.
Is that a stat you just made up?
Nope.
In casual conversation.
I heard it today on the television, and I put it to memory.
Okay, well,
shared it with you guys.
Nice.
Yeah, but they say a lot of people are going to travel. I mean, how do they even know this shit? And you know, like
it sucks. I think they're just like telling you.
Who is answering all these goddamn polls? Like, these polls are all being all the people with nothing but time on their hands.
Yeah,
they're not even playing a video game or something.
And I don't think they. I really think that they're all anti-Semitic, because I've never been asked a single poll question.
That's probably why it is.
And I don't know a friend that has.
Yeah. Pot smoking Jews, don't call them.
You're not going to get a good answer.
I want to do one more pot topic because this guy, there's a petition with 52,000 signatures that what's trying to happen, and I agree with it, is the firing of DEA head Chuck Rosenberg because he called medical marijuana a joke.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this recently.
Yeah, he said we can have an intellectually honest debate about whether we should legalize something that's bad and dangerous, but don't call it medicine. That is a joke.
Well, no, he's wrong about that.
But there's things it does that are medicinal. I mean,
100%.
The whole thing is a scam so we can all smoke it.
Yes, I think he's right about that. I wish he was more articulate in the way that he said it.
Yeah.
Because
he should say that it's just a way that people are trying to make what should be legal quicker.
Yeah, it's basically saying like the free market has established a law unto itself that something that does have medicinal purposes when it's isolated should be allowed for everybody.
Yeah, and lawyers will find an angle
for anything.
Anything, and you know, and they just work it and you know, hope for the best.
Yeah, that's lawyers.
Sometimes it doesn't
work
out.
Just hoping for the best.
Well, you know, because they don't even need to have the best all the time because they still get paid even when they lose.
Yeah. I never get that, man. I never fucking get
I know. You win the case, then I'll give you some money. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. Click our like button. That helps us fight against people who flag our videos, those jerks that are out there.
Does that happen a lot?
I guess so, yeah. It's hard to keep the show on the air because people can flag it for content. Because, you know, YouTube doesn't want, like, child porn and stuff on there, so they have that self-policing aspect of it, so people can... You know, one hacker could just shut us down by flagging us enough. I shouldn't even give them that idea. And subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version. People could just listen to us have this session.
Yeah,
you're going to roll up another one?
Yeah, I was going to. Is that all right?
All right, yeah, you do that while I do your plugs.
Sweet.
The new season of The Mindy Project is on Hulu now.
Yep.
And, Adam, of course, plays the title character on that program.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's in a film... that they named it after him and mm-hmm. then cast him in the role. It's called Slow Learners. And that's available on demand and on iTunes December 15th.
Yeah, and that joke was made by my father.
Yeah?
Right after
Slow Learner, good casting on that one.
So when are you going to do something that's not about you?
So you thought you were gay when you were in Happy Endings? Or were getting jerked off all the time?
Yeah, he thought I was consistently just getting jerked off. And then I have Night Owls coming out.
Night Owls.
Yeah.
December
4th.
4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
a good...
see that...
That's a good wine
before
movie.
The Star Wars rush.
Yeah. That's a good wine... Or like when Star Wars gets sold out and you go home, order it on demand... Get a bottle of
wine. All right,
wine.
It's out on December 4th, but wait until December 18th.
I don't care when you do it. Fuck it. And once it's out, it's out.
Assuage your sadness. Doug's plugs. I'll be doing Doug Loves Movies at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles tonight. I think you can still get in, so come down to that on Sunset Boulevard. Stand up tomorrow night in San Diego at the American Comedy Company. And Doug Loves Movies Sunday night at the Gramercy in New York City. Oh, and one more. Stand up at Good Nights in Raleigh on Raleigh, North Carolina, Thursday, December 3rd, DougLovesMovies.com. Oh, my God, the Doug merch. We got to talk about the merch real quick.
Yeah, your merch is killer.
We got some of the best, you know, these mugs. People just People are spending up to $42,000 for these.
Shut up. They're worth every goddamn penny.
And we got the cards for Hymanity, where you buy these blue cards, and we put your address and a stamp on it. It covers up a lot of the important things on there and makes it a big waste of your money.
That's great.
And then and for Black Friday, this is exciting.
Oh.
Use the promo code Black High Day to get $5 off any purchase. Have you seen our buddy Craig Robinson is in commercials for Walmart?
Yeah.
But at some point or another, the words Black Friday come up. And why every time do I think that's racist?
I don't know.
That he's the spokesman. They're like, Black Friday. like if he doesn't add any other time of the year, they're going to call it Black something else.
You'll really know when they rerun it for Arbor Day.
Yeah. But he's great. He was great on the show. I think you and him are my top two favorite guests.
Whoa, I bet you say that to everybody.
No, just my top two. You can get $5 off any purchase of $25 or more with the code Black High Day. Go to bit.ly/DougMerch, and this is going to last from Black Friday to Cyber Monday.
Hmm.
Yeah, which is where... Yeah, that's a day where everybody has to have sex with a black robot.
Black robots.
Our next show, thank you again to Adam Pally. Let's hear it for him, everybody, in the studio. Our next show will be Tuesday, December 1st at 4:15 Pacific. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. See you next Tuesday.